We do have several prayer requests this morning. This first one is for Jace Morrow. He's our youth pastor at Cheyenne. Okay. And he is headed right now to Jerusalem, Israel. He will be gone. I didn't finish the sentence here. He'll be gone, I believe it's 10 days. Oh. And this was just quite a blessing to him. I can't remember exactly how he was chosen, but he didn't have to pay for too much of this trip. It was provided for him some way, somehow, through some organization that he's hooked up with. He's just such a faithful, God-loving young man. You know, we have him on here like once a month or something. Yes. And he's just a sweet, sweet guy. So we want to remember him as he's gone for this next 10 days. He has a wife and two, a pregnant wife and two children at home.
Oh,
so
yes.
We need to pray for them, too.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
We want to continue to pray for the Ukrainians and our troops that are over there. And, you know, as I've watched a few things this weekend on the news, and just heartbreaking the devastation and the people trying to get out of the country. And, you know, I just can't even imagine.
No.
And then my final prayer request this morning at this time is to pray for the family of Joyce Dameron, who went to her final resting place this past weekend. And she's lived a good long life. She's like 86 or something like that, close to that.
Yeah. Oh, praise the Lord. All right, well, let's pray. Father, we are so thankful that, Lord, we are your children, and we can come boldly before your throne. Father, we're so thankful that we have access, and in fact, we're seated on with Christ on the throne. He is seated at the right hand of the throne, and we are in Christ. So I thank you that we not only have access, we're actually seated with Christ right next to you. Father, we are just so thankful to belong to you. We are so thankful that we can come to you knowing that not only what we ask, we don't just come just hoping with a wishful type mindset, but we come asking knowing that we not only will be able to ask you, but we will receive the answer. Father, we're going to hear from you. You are a father who is very present in your children's lives. That's what I just heard him say. He said, I'm not a father who's been, I guess he called it a deadbeat father. Mm-hmm. He said, that's not who I am. He said, I am a father who's very present in my children's lives. He said, I want to be in your lives. And so, Father, we thank you that you want to be in our lives. But so many times we don't come and allow you to have access to our lives. And so, Father, we're coming right now to ask you to be over these situations. We're asking you to have access into these situations, these prayer requests. And so, Father, right now we want to lift up Jace to you. We thank you that, God, your blessings have been on him. Father, that you have provided for this trip. God, that you have made a way for your son to go into that holy land, Israel. God, what a treasure that is. Lord, not everyone gets to take that trip. I've never been. But Lord, I can imagine just how special that would be to be there. And so, Father, we just want to ask you not only for safe travels and all of that, but God, I ask you for just even a greater thing. We ask for a mighty move on his life through this. God, that this will be a holy time. God, that he'll see your hand in every moment as he walks this out, God, as he goes over there. Father, we know that long ago you already knew that he was going to go to Israel. And so, God, we know that there are things over there you want to do in his life. And so, God, we just ask for a Holy Spirit, mighty power, just experience of God in that place, Lord. Father, we just ask you to have your way in that. God, be with his wife and children. Lord, it is hard to be the one who stays back. And God, we just ask you to bless her. Father, thank you that you're with her. Give her the strength and just the wisdom and all that she needs to handle things back at home. And God, just let that time go quickly for her. And Father, that she'll even have your just joy even in the midst of that, Lord. Father, right now we want to ask you to be with just the whole Ukrainian situation, God. Lord, we know that you are above even wars. Father, there's coming a time where you said that all war is going to cease. And Father, right now we're in a time where that is not the case. And Lord, when we're sitting on this side of it and you're watching it, Lord, it's terrible. It we can see, we feel the heart of God, knowing that this is not right. It is not good. It is not pleasant. Lord, that war was not something that you that was really a part of what was supposed to be in our lives. Lord, it came after the fall. And so, God, we just... It's devastating. There's no other way to say it than it's devastating to watch. Lord, I can't even imagine being in it. And so, God, many, many are in this right now. And God, I ask you to be with these people. God, I ask you to bring salvation to these people. We thank you, Lord, that even in the midst of a war-torn place like this right now, God, you're still present. You're still on the throne. God, you haven't moved. You are still the one who is seated on the throne over it all. And God, we ask you right now, we ask you to stop the wars. Father, right now, we ask you to accomplish your purposes in the midst of the wars. And Father, right now, we ask you to, above all, I ask just that you would really strengthen the Christians, God, that right now you would give them the boldness of the Lord, that it would rise up, that the Lion of Judah would begin to roar. God, I ask you that you would cause them to have a strength they've never known. God, that Holy Spirit anointing would come on them and demonstrate the works of God right there in Ukraine. God, that when everybody else is going around nervous and uncomfortable and desperate to get out and crying and pleading for a way to get out, God, your Christians will stand up. Your children will stand up in the midst of that, calm and at peace, walking about, giving the good news to every soul they come across, that there is hope in the midst of something like this, that there is a place of peace, there is a place of rest, that they can trust that no matter what's coming, God, you're faithful all the way to the end. God, we watched it. Lord, we have book after book. Lord, I've read Corrie Ten Boom's of testimony. God, I've heard it. Lord, her sister did not come out of that, but Corrie did. And God, I've seen it. Lord, you were faithful to both of them. God, you're faithful to us. Only you know what our life will hold. You know the end from the beginning, and you said you were working it all out for good. The good and the bad, you're taking and using it for good. So God, right now, we ask you to give the believers hope in this hour and send the lost the light. God, let the Christians be the light in this hour to show the lost where they can go to find hope in this hour. There is a way out. Yes, it may not be a way out of Ukraine, but there's a way out of the mess of this world. There's a way out of the darkness. There's a way out of the turmoil. There's a way out of the anxiety. There's a way out of fear. And so, God, we ask you to give that right now in the midst of this time. Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you for it, God. We ask you to send word that there is hope. There is hope in Jesus Christ. And Father, we want to lift up the family of Joyce. God, we thank you for her long life. God, we're so thankful, Lord, that you gave her that long life. And God, we just ask you to comfort the family, because even when it's a long life, it's still not long enough when you're the one sitting on this side. And so, God, we just ask you to just comfort the family in this time. Father, that you will just wrap your arms around them. God, that you'll give them hope, Lord. Father, I pray that those that don't know you will come to know you through this experience. Father, you actually said the day of mourning is better, the day of our death is better than the day of our birth. And you know, that don't make sense to our minds. But God, I know in this moment, God, the soul that knows you has entered in to the joy of the Lord. It's entering into the joy of the Lord. Boy, it's not even our joy. It's your joy. And your joy is perfect and complete. So I thank you that, God, when we know you, we can be confident to leave this life is better, because we're going to enter into the joy of our Lord. And Father, I just pray also that you'll remind the family that even in this moment, God, these moments like this, there is a place of life. Even in the midst of death, there is a place of life. And God, I ask you to cause life to spring up all around them. God, those that don't know you, bring them into life. Let this be the moment. Sometimes I think, Lord, that's why our death is better than our birth, because it causes those around us to begin to stop and think about their own day of being called home. God, that they might take a moment to say, am I ready for that? Am I ready for it? So God, I ask that Joyce's life, I don't know Joyce, but I believe that would be her heart's cry, that her death would cause everyone around her to think about their own day, that they would begin to say, am I ready for that day? And so God, we just pray that in the midst of it, you'd bring salvation to the lost, and you'd bring hope, God, to those that know you already. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here on Exceed. They are one of our Facebook sponsors. Mm. and Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located at the Promise Center here in Elk City. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can reach out to Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Love your ride. Today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters, we know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Bardice and difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at bardiceandford.net.
We are back. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. Amen. Our guest for today is Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
Hey.
Her title is Almost There.
Almost There. There really is a purpose to this Almost There, and that's what we're getting into right now. When I sought the Lord, I said, Lord, what do you want to speak about today? Because I could give any word, but I want to give the right now word. And I said, Lord, what's the word? And he gave me this next part. This next part is the part I knew God wanted somebody to hear. I'm here to tell you, God wants somebody to know that they really are about to see the things they've been believing God for. They're about to see it. Mm. And so a lot of times, we've talked about our calling, right? We've talked about our calling, but a lot of times we don't fulfill our calling. See, we've got to come all the way through. And so we're going to talk just a minute about things that we're going to face along the way to fulfilling our callings, okay? So Hebrews 5:8, let's read that. Hebrews 5:8 says this, though Jesus were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, okay? Now listen, as Jesus, he learned obedience through suffering. And so along the way to fulfilling our calling, saints, we're going to have to endure some suffering, okay? The Bible says that if we suffer with him, we shall reign with him, okay? He says, you know, that you're not going to avoid the suffering. We're not greater than our master. He said, if he suffered, then even the disciples shall suffer, right? But we suffer for the glory of God, for the name of Jesus Christ. We suffer for those reasons. And he said, along the way to fulfilling your calling, you will at times face some sufferings, okay? And so, listen, what do I mean by this? I was learning to obey God even when it wasn't fun anymore, Monica, okay? I was learning to stick some things out. I've had to learn this through my life. I was learning to stick things out even when I was feeling finished. You see, I wanted to give up before it was time to give up. You see, I was thinking, let's move on. You know what? I see it all the time. People are always moving. Listen, I heard the Lord say this. He said, my people are moving before they get the fruit. He said, my people are moving before they get the harvest. They're giving up before I've done what I needed to do. You see, that's why they're not seeing anything. And so he said, Jesus had to learn to stick things out and go all the way. You see, if he had not gone all the way, then salvation would not be available for us. So we've got to learn, Monica, how to stick this thing out. The sufferings we go through are teaching us how to obey. You see? See, the things I'm suffering are teaching me to obey even when it's hard. There are going to be times it's not going to be easy to keep doing the things God's called you to do. I know throughout my own life it's been that way. And especially as pastoring, we've experienced that a lot. Boy, you know, you go through those seasons where it's like, oh, you're tired and you feel like you're not seeing anything come from what you're doing. And it's almost like God, you get tired and you almost want to give up. And the Lord said, Tammy, you cannot give up. Listen, you don't give up when it's a call. Can I say that? You don't give up when it's a call. You see, I can't give up. I mean, we've had times, Monica, where literally it was just three of us in the house of the Lord. But I said, well, there's three of us. Praise God. We're going to praise God today and we're going to get fed today. You see, because God called us to do this. And so whether things, see, if it's all about what you're seeing from it, if you're getting something from it, then you will be tempted to give up before on those times when there is nothing. You see, there are seasons where we go through and it feels dry. There are seasons when it's like, oh God, I'm so tired of this. And so you've got to be willing to go through. And you, listen, those hard times, you're learning to obey. You're learning to obey. That's what you're doing. And so sometimes you'll feel like you're not seeing any fruit, like we said. There were times that I felt just like so dry that I couldn't even hear God. It was like, God, where are you? You know, it was like times so that were so dry. I felt like I was dead. Honestly, I felt like I was dead. And so it's almost in those times you're going through the motions, saints. It's like, I'm just putting one foot in front of the next. I know God said do this. I'm going to keep on doing it by faith. And so there were times I want to go to. Myself down on the altar. He said, because my flesh didn't want to do it. You see, the spirit man, the born again man, the one that you are, wants to do the things of God. You want to be in his house. You want to spend time in prayer. You want to get in his word. You want to keep going all the way. But see, the flesh don't want to do it. You see, you have to make this flesh submit. Nobody else is going to make this flesh do what it's supposed to do but you. You see, you're going to have to rise up in the power of the spirit and say, flesh, you ain't going to tell us what we're going to do. I don't care that you don't want to pray today. Get your tail up and go pray. You see, you've got to tell your flesh what you're going to do. If not, it's going to run you all the time. You see, I spent many years letting my flesh run me. But I said, no more. You ain't running me no more. We're running you, and you're going to submit and bow to the name of Jesus Christ, period. We're going to do what God told us to do. And see, saints, you're going to have to teach yourself to do the right thing by the power of the Spirit. You see, you can do that, child. And so there are going to be times when you're walking out your calling where it's not easy. And that's the time you're going to grab yourself by the ear and you're going to get out there and do it because God told you to do it. Amen? And so even when it's hard, you're going to do that. And so I want you to turn to Acts 26, okay? Acts 26, 16. I want you to see this right here. It's about Paul. We're seeing a little bit about his calling. And we can learn from it. And so Acts 26:16 is where I want to start. 26:16 says this. Jesus, I think this was this is Paul. He's telling his story about when he was on the road to Damascus. He said, he rose up and Jesus said, rise and stand upon your feet, Paul, or Saul, for I've appeared unto you for this purpose. Let me just say this right now. Sometimes things that seem terrible have showed up because they're your purpose. See, sometimes we're running from our purpose. You see, he was on the road to his purpose when he fell down and he was blinded. He said, boy, I don't want to be blinded. You know, we don't want the heart.